Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. A Palestinian official says that the Bible is totally irrelevant in determining a Jewish person's right to live in his ancient homeland, Israel. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Dr. Hussein Ibish, a senior fellow at the American Task Force on Palestine, said in Washington recently that the Bible is an ancient holy book that is totally irrelevant to the Palestinian Authority's aim to take over all of Judea and Samaria from the Jews to establish their state called Palestine. The Palestinian Authority has claimed that Jews have stolen the Temple Mount in Jerusalem and Rachel's tomb near Bethlehem and many other Jewish holy sites, which have a biblical history dating back over 4,000 years. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The Palestinian official who claims that the Bible has no authority in the decision process to determine who lives in Judea and Samaria or any other part of Israel is absolutely wrong. That is according to Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Dr. Hussein Ibish, senior fellow at the American Task Force on Palestine, makes a claim that contradicts the Bible when he said recently that the decision makers working to determine who has a right to live in the biblical lands of Judea and Samaria should not use the Bible in this process. Ibish says the Bible is an ancient holy book that is irrelevant to the discussions on the ownership of these ancient biblical lands, even though the Bible has an undeniable record of 4,000 years of Jewish history in the land that God gave to the Jewish people. In Leviticus 25, verse 23, Moses wrote, directed by God, that the land in question was actually his land, God's land, never to be sold or given away. And it says that God gave to the Jews the responsibility as caretakers of his land. Though the Jews did not control this land for almost 2,000 years, God had Ezekiel, the ancient Jewish prophet, to write that he, God, would give the land to the Jews when they returned to the land of their forefathers in the end of times. That's Ezekiel 34:14 and chapter 36, verses 10 and 11. In fact, the Lord said that he did not make this promise and fulfill it because of the Jews, but because he, the Lord, did this for his holy name's sake. That's Ezekiel 36, verse 22. The Palestinians can continue to claim their ownership of a land promised to the Jewish people and even use an armed struggle in order to take the land from the Jews. But in the end, the Jewish people will get this land. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, so let's keep looking up until...